Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into Starbucks' fiscal third quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, this one's got some real momentum behind it.
It really does, Alex. But before we get into all the green apron talk and coffee comps, quick disclaimer for everyone tuning in. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Well said. Okay, let's get into it. Starbucks posted its fourth consecutive quarter of positive global comps. Global comps up 7.9%, which actually accelerated sequentially from second quarter. U.S. comps came in at 7.9% too, with a healthy split between transactions up 4.2% and ticket up 3.6%.
And that composition really matters. It's not just price hikes doing the work. Pricing only added less than a point to ticket growth. This is genuine traffic and spend growth, which is a much healthier story than an earnings beat propped up by inflation.
Right, and the profitability story is where things get really interesting. Consolidated operating margin expanded 430 basis points year-over-year to 14.4%. EPS jumped 70% year-over-year to 85 cents.
Now, a chunk of that margin story includes some noise, tariff refunds that offset tariffs incurred earlier in the fiscal year. CFO Cathy Smith was upfront about that, pointing analysts to the year-to-date COGS rate of 32.3% as the more normalized number. But even stripping out those refunds, North America margin still expanded over 100 basis points year over year. That's the real signal. The underlying operating model is actually getting better, not just benefiting from a one-time tailwind.
Big milestone too. North America operating margin grew year over year for the first time since first quarter fiscal 2024.
That's a notable inflection point. It tells you the Back to Starbucks plan under CEO Brian Niccol is finally translating into bottom line results, not just top line traffic.
Speaking of the plan, let's talk Green Apron Service. This is basically the operational backbone of the turnaround. It's been a year since launch, and two-thirds of North America company-operated stores are now hitting four or more shots on their internal ranking system, up over 40 points since launch.
And food availability is now near 99%, up about 10 points from a year ago. Store leader retention is up too. Leaders who've been in place two-plus years rose about 7 points year over year. That stability piece is easy to overlook, but management specifically called out that it correlates strongly with store performance.
They also rolled out a new incentive, the Best of Starbucks reward, letting eligible partners earn up to $300 a quarter for hitting performance goals. A nice retention lever.
On the brand side, some striking numbers, brand affinity, consideration, and purchase intent all hit five-year highs. Starbucks Rewards now has 35.8 million 90-day active U.S. members, and Refreshers delivered double-digit revenue growth in the U.S. management's clearly leaning into that platform. They're even testing a sparkling spritzer version.
The store uplift program is another one to watch. They crossed 1,000 remodeled stores in North America, hit their full-year goal early, and now they're targeting at least 1,500 by the end of fiscal 2026, accelerating further into 2027. Cathy Smith mentioned these average around $150,000 each and get done overnight without taking stores offline.
Efficient capital use. Basically, cheap relative to a full remodel. And the early data shows transaction lift across all day parts and formats. Meanwhile, internationally, the China business has now moved to a joint venture structure, so about 90% of Starbucks' international footprint is licensed rather than company-operated. That's a real strategic shift toward a capital-light model.
On the Q&A, a couple things stood out to me. Analysts pushed Niccol on how long this sales momentum can last. He pointed to the afternoon daypart as the next big growth lever, since mornings have already seen the bulk of the turnaround's benefit.
That win the morning, build the afternoon framing came up a few times. And there was a good exchange on store closures. Management clarified this isn't about the trade areas being bad. It's about fixing past siting and remodel mistakes. They're being selective about where new units go rather than growing for growth's sake.
There is also a telling moment on delivery economics. Nichols said flatly, there's no margin trade-off right now and minimal cannibalization of in-store visits, which addresses a concern investors have had as delivery scales.
For guidance, Starbucks raised its full-year outlook across the board. Consolidated margin now expected above 11%. EPS guidance raised to a range of $2.55 to $2.65, and full-year U.S. comp growth expected a little above 6%. Fourth quarter U.S. comp guidance is 6.5% or better.
So, what does this all mean for investors going forward? The headline is that this looks less like a one-quarter bounce and more like a multi-quarter trend, four straight quarters of positive comps, two straight quarters of margin expansion, and guidance moving up rather than down.
The things I'd keep watching, whether the afternoon day part actually accelerates the way management expects, how the China joint venture economics evolve as it scales, and whether the pickup in store closures in North America is a sign of underlying weakness or just healthy portfolio pruning as management frames it.
Before we wrap, Jordan, want to leave folks with a closing disclaimer?
Of course. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Great breakdown as always, Jordan. Starbucks heads into fourth quarter with real momentum, raised guidance, and a clearer strategic path. Worth keeping an eye on how that afternoon daypart push plays out.
Agreed. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time with another earnings breakdown.